Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many times in our lives that we do so many different things, and we say so many different things, and we act so many different kind of ways, and we are not recognizing this stuff. Before we go any further, I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens, and I want you to just start writing down all the things that you know that you are sinning, that you are sinning. All the things that you know that you are not doing right. It could be in your thoughts. It could be in your actions. It could be in your mind. It could be in your attitude. It could be towards somebody. It could be towards a situation. It could be towards any and everything. Sin comes in many different forms. There's no big sin and there's no little sin. Sin is just simply sin. Sin is all unrighteousness. We have been praying year after year after year, Lord, teach us how to receive every blessing. And in Him teaching us how to receive every blessing, it's going to require some things, because every choice that we make has a consequence. God is going to deal with us about some things today. And in the midst of Him dealing with us about these things, that is even within our own hearts that we sweep up under the rug, or we cover up, or we hide, or we think and believe that it is not being seen, or it's been so long, so I ain't got to do this. It's a lot of times that we know we owe people an apology. We know that we need to approach some things or face some things, and yet we don't, because it's been a long time, or it's over with, and I ain't got to do. But you got to remember that there is a consequence to every choice that you make, whether it's good or whether it is bad. God is going to deal with us about these things on today. He is going to deal with us about these things on today, and He's going to do it through scripture as always. He's going to do it through scripture as always, because that book right there is a prime example of our lives, and the things that we are doing now, we've been doing for years. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to cover each and every individual in this sanctuary. Touches in our hearts and our minds and even in our bodies. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will open and expose that thing, Father God, that is hindering us or even causing us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to fall by the wayside, Lord, or thinking and believing, Father God, that we have been redeemed when in actuality we haven't. Lord, give us the courage to face some things on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because if we do not face these things, Father God, in confessing these things, Lord, then, Lord, we will never, ever be free, Father. We will always have these thoughts. We will always have these reactions. We will always think this and think that, Lord. We will always simply be just who we want to be instead of what you are trying to require in us to be. Lord, I'm asking you to touch us in our hearts on today, God. Uncork our ear gates, Lord, that we may hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Remove the scales off our eyes that we could clearly see. Lord, I'm asking you to remove the hardness of the heart on today, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to open up ourselves on today, God, that your word would go in and resonate, change, and rearrange some things on today, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may even have the wisdom, knowledge, to understand, and give us that clarity that we need, Father God, that we will not lean to our own understanding and thinking and believing, God, one way, when in actuality it's another way, because your ways and thoughts are not like ours. I'm asking you to complete the work that you begun down in the inside of your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not go to the right or to the left or back, but we will go forward, because it's the way to go. But we're coming to you confessing that we need your help on today. We're not just going to confess that we need your help, but we're going to confess in a confession, Father God, specifically what that thing is and how that thing has affected us, Father God. And so many times, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you even be sugaring us, Father God. You be jugging us, Lord. You be dealing with us, Father God, and yet we just overlook it, Father God, or even we just disregard it. But on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're not going to disregard anything, God. We're going to open up our hearts and our minds unto you, that we may be able to accept our freedom in you, God, by simply accepting the truth. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you encamp your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the root to the very foundation, around the entire perimeter. Lord, I'm asking you to help us, your people, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be contained within our own selves, Lord, and walking around in pride and haughtiness and daintiness, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, to release all that resentment and bitterness and hate that we have towards others as well as towards you, because things are not going the way that we want them to go at this time or in this season. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to accept your truth, to accept your will, to accept your way, to accept your purpose on today, Father God, as we empty ourselves out unto you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want to continue to hold on to this stuff, Lord, because you said in your word that we are conquerors. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, God, to conquer that thing that we struggle with. Help us on today, God, to conquer that thing, God, in the name of Jesus, that we think or believe is hard. Help us to conquer that thing on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in our thoughts, because of that situation or even that experience. Lord, help us, God, to understand that we are even not just conquerors, but we are more than conquerors because you said it, Lord. So give us a heart to accept it and even to believe, Father God, that we are overcomers, that we can overcome that situation, that conversation, or that word. We can overcome even being our own selves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not directing or redirecting these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us, God, to cleave to the dust. Remove that spirit of lying on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can walk in your truth, accept your truth, live your truth, and that your truth will make us free. I'm asking you to go down each and every last one of these pews, Lord, and meet the needs of your people, because you know what each and every last one of us need, God. You know us name by name. You number the very hairs on our head. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to sever that grudging spirit on today, or that get back spirit, that vengeful spirit on today, God. Help us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, not to even allow what we see or what we hear to deceive us, God. I'm asking you right now to complete the work that you begun inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and continue to teach us how to receive every blessing that you have already predestined for each and every last one of our lives. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So the Lord has been talking to me, you guys, about some things, and dealing with me about some things concerning us. And so many times inside of our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that it's this or that is that, when in actuality it's a whole bunch of stuff. The Lord has been dealing with me concerning us. We want all these blessings from the Lord. We want the Lord to change some things in our lives. We want him to rearrange some things in our lives. And yet we don't want to accept some stuff. We don't want to accept some things. We don't want to accept that this is the way that I am. We don't want to accept that this is what I do. We don't want to accept that this is what I did. We don't want to accept these things. Let me explain something to you about accepting. You can accept some things and take accountability for some things and acknowledge some things, even in the midst of God dealing with you about those specific things. Now, let me explain something to you and how he had given it to me this morning. He said it's a lot of times that we still holding on to this regret. Why have we held on to the regret of the things that we did or the things that we said? Because we have not yet accepted the truth of the matter is I did that. So that's why it's hard for you to forgive yourself. That's why it's hard for you. You don't want to accept that you performed that act. You told that lie. You was like this towards that individual or this person. You don't want to accept it. So that's when you hold on to these regrets of not forgiving yourself. We got to learn how to forgive ourselves. How do we learn how to forgive ourselves? We got to face that thing. We got to face that thing within our own selves and with God before we can even have enough courage to face that individual that act was performed on. Now, understand that every action has a reaction and there's a consequence to everything that we do, even in our very thoughts. Now, this is all the stuff that he was telling me. This is all the stuff that he was dealing with me about because of what we are holding on to within our own selves. We holding on with a whole bunch of stuff. We perform so many different acts in our lives and has performed so many different acts in our lives until we have a tendency of even sweeping stuff under the rug because it's been a while. It's been a while. Let me give you an example. Just say, for instance, that you know you did somebody wrong. You know without a shadow of doubt you said something or you acted a certain type of way. And yet, because time has went on, and you know you are on an apology. Well, ain't no sense of apologizing to me now because it happened for some years ago. It ain't no sense. Now, all the time when you was in that act or performing that act, the Lord was dealing with you. You know you're wrong. You know you need to apologize. But how is we? They ain't apologize to me, so I ain't going to apologize. The Lord ain't talking about them. He talking about you. Now, mind you, he dealing with you about you within your own self, because we all have did or said something to one another at some point or some time in our lives. And it ain't got to be the same individual. It could be several individuals over time. And we still, some of us just ain't going to apologize, period. Why? Because there's no remorse. Because they're not sorry. Or they perform that act because of what they want or what they think that they deserve. You understand what I'm saying? So the Lord been dealing with me about that stuff in his people. Now we always pray, Lord, teach me how to receive every blessing. It's part of that. This part of trying to teach us how to be towards one another through that whole book is trying to teach us how to be towards one another, how to act towards one another, how to treat one another, and to simply to forgive one another. Even in doing something that we regret because of the consequence, because I keep telling you, it's a scripture in the Bible to say, did you actually think that your sin was going to go unpunished? Did you believe that? What you sow, really, that shall you reap. Every time God allows something to take place in your life, he brings something to your memory. Let me give you an example. If the Lord told you that he was going to do something for you and it's something good, and it's been a while and then it happened, the Lord told me he was going to do that. So if you do something bad or something evil or wicked towards somebody, and then it comes back on you, you be like, instantly he bring it back to your mind. I know he do, because he do it to me all the time. Has it? I'm talking about years and years and years ago. So let me give y'all what happened one time. I was dating this guy that I had grew up with, and I had to be like in my early 20s. Okay? I had started dating him when I had to be like maybe, I want to say 15 or 16 years old, because my mother know his mother and his father, and his father used to sell weed and stuff. That's when I used to get high, y'all. Y'all know I used to smoke weed. That's when I used to get high. And so in the midst of it, I had started dating his son, because we all knew each other, all stayed in the same neighborhood. Okay, all knew each other. And so as time went by, we got older, they moved away, we moved away, but we kind of like still got in touch. But the next time I heard that he had went to prison, and he was in prison for murder, and he had killed a police officer, and he was supposed to do life. Okay, and so I had reconnected with him while he was in prison, because my brother went to prison. And my brother was like, guess who in here? And guess who I see? And such, 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 such. Now, mind you, in the midst of it, because I done told y'all, I'm not ashamed of absolutely nothing that I did in my life, because I know that it can help somebody else. So in the midst of it, I had reconnected with him. And in me reconnecting with him to help him to make some money in prison, I used to sneak him weed in the prison. And yeah, I used to do that. And so in the midst of me sneaking him weed and stuff in the prison, he would send money back, and then I would, you know, give it to this girl for to do this and run that, and then they'll bring it back to me, and that, you know, it was just a lot of transactions and stuff going on there. And so in the midst of it, one time, because I had got to a point where I just wanted to do what I wanted to do to benefit me because of what I was doing. Okay? And the last time that I made a transaction for him, I did not send him the money through the girl like I was supposed to. I kept it and did what I wanted to do. Oh, he got life in prison. What is he going to do to me? How's this stuff? Telling y'all what I did. Now, time went by. I'm like in my mid-20s now. And so I ain't wasn't talking to him no more, wasn't doing nothing, wasn't doing this, wasn't doing that. And so years went on by, right? When I say years went by, I had relocated from Michigan to St. Paul, Minnesota. And my daughter was like maybe 3 years old, okay? My daughter was 3 years old. In the midst of my daughter being 3 years old, I was dating this guy in Minnesota, and in the midst of it, I was supposed to be moving out of one apartment to another apartment, and he was supposed to take the money and drop it off to the lady. Are y'all paying attention to me? And he never came back. He never said anything. And instantly, the Lord brought to my memory, you remember what you did to lady? He said, that man ain't coming back. I was like, oh, man. And instantly, I started repenting. Lord, please forgive me. Forgive me for doing that to him and such. And so I got to asking the Lord, well, make it where as I be able to get back in touch with him. Make it where as I be able to get back in touch with him. I did not get back in touch with that guy until maybe 5 years ago, and I was down here 5 years ago, and he contacted me, and he didn't do life. They let him out. He had been out for like 3 years. And soon as I heard his voice, because he called me through Facebook, and I knew it was him, his name, Michael Lake. I knew it was him. I was like, ooh, I got a chance. Listen, I got a chance. And so when he called me, he videoed me. And when he videoed me, I said, I am so happy that I got back in touch with you and you called me. I say, because the Lord been dealing with me for years about something I did to you. He said, what is you talking about? I say, hold on. Let me tell you. So I brought up the incident about what I did with them hundreds of dollars that he entrusted me with to do for him. And I told him, I say, I want to confess to you why I did it. I say, and I had no remorse. I say, and I want to apologize to you. I say, because it happened to me. And the Lord allowed me to remember what I did to you. I said, I want to tell you I'm so sorry. And where you stay at? And do you have any way I can give you your money right now? I got your money right now. I want to give it. And I want to give it to you double. He said, you ain't got to do that. I said, this is what I want to do. I said, I want to do it because I was wrong. And because of my state of mind at that time, I did not even care. Because of my state of mind. I was on the phone crying. He was crying. He was like, you ain't got to do all that. He said, I just was calling to tell you I love you. I just was calling to tell you I love you. And I wanted to know how your family doing. I said, I understand that. I said, but you don't know how many years I have waited to simply tell you I'm sorry. So that's what the Lord is dealing with us about today. He's dealing with us about choose freedom. truth's freedom. We don't want to be true about some stuff because time done went by. It's been a long time. And so I know I owe you an apology. I know I need to come clean about some stuff. So this is what he started dealing with me about. I was sitting on my couch, and as I was sitting on my couch, I say, Lord, my mother went to her grave and still did not tell me the truth, even after I asked her. She confessed some things, but she still did not tell me the truth. I say, and my sister did the exact same thing with her son, and he got killed last year. He wasn't even 40. Same age as my daughter, actually. My daughter 38. I say, why us as people cannot just simply be true? Why we just can't be honest about it all? It don't matter how long it's been. It don't matter what you do. It is something down inside of our nature that causes us just to be a liar. We're not going to take accountability of our thoughts or neither our actions. And when we are approached about it, we still lie. We still don't want to come clean and confess it. And we wonder why we have so many regrets. I regret I did that. And I can't forgive myself. That's because you ain't faced it. You ain't been true about it. You got to be true about it within yourself in order to even have remorse. You're not going to have remorse about any actions that you take towards somebody. You will confess you did it and there's no remorse. Why? Why? Let's go to the book. I'm finna prove it. Let's go to the book. The name of the sermon today is Truth, Freedom, and Lies, Consequences. Because there's consequences, and if I just gave y'all a story that happened to me. There's consequences in that lie. It's consequences in that thing that we try to hide or sweep to the side. Or we say that I know it's everybody in this sanctuary owes somebody an apology. Even if we felt or believed they did something that offended us or did us wrong and we was retaliating, what we still owe them an apology. It don't matter what they did or what they said. How many times have we did something to somebody else just to benefit ourselves? Oh, wait a minute. Sometimes we do it because it just make us feel good. And they ain't have to do absolutely nothing to. How about we do stuff to people who are loyal to us and faithful to us? And they ain't did nothing. I'm finna give y'all a story. Come on, you guys. Let's go to the book. The name of the sermon today is Truth's Freedom and Lies Consequences. What is truth? What is truth? Truth is the body of real things, events, and facts. It's sincerity and action, character, and utterance. It's agreement with the fact or reality. We don't want to come in agreement with that truth. Because let me tell you something. There's so many times that the Lord will come to you and tell you something yourself. And it ain't no prophet telling you. It ain't a friend telling you. It ain't nobody else telling you. He will come to you, your own self, and try to tell you something that's going on inside of you, nudging you, telling you, you know you need to do this, or don't do that, or you need to stop doing it. And you still won't even accept that. You don't want to accept that correction. You don't want to accept that rebuke. You don't want to accept that truth, because you want to sweep it under the rug and say, oh no, that ain't me. But if God is telling you that is you, or that thing that is down in inside of you that he tried to get out of you, we don't want to accept it. So no, we're not going to face it. But this is what we pray. Lord, teach us how to receive every blessing. He trying to teach you by simply telling you what's inside of you that will help you not to be you. That's what he do. God is the God of correction. Truth. It's sincerity in your action, character, and what you utter, what you speak. Where's that sincerity? Where is that sincerity at? The Bible says anger, but sin not. You can be sincere in your anger, but you ain't got a sin in that sincerity. Do I need to break that down so y'all can really get that? Because let me tell you something. You can express that anger and not sin. You can think of something wicked and evil to do, but if you do not succumb to it, you ain't sinned. Please understand that. Why? Because I know that ain't right. And the Bible says even a child know right from wrong before they do. So you grown and mature, you know. Okay. What is truth? It's agreement with the fact or the reality. Freedom. It's the quality of state of being free. The quality of state of being exempt or released, usually from something one near us. One near us. How can we be free from something that we have not yet released? If you don't release it, you are not free from it. That's why these thoughts keep coming up. That's why these actions keep being performed. And what is a lie? It's to make a statement known by its maker to be untrue and made in order to deceive. So how do we deceive? We deceive our own selves into thinking and believing that we ain't wrong when you know you are. I'm not wrong because they did it to me first. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm not wrong. They ain't apologize to me, so I ain't gonna apologize to them, and that ain't wrong. Because the Bible says that we are supposed to forgive, what, 70 times, 70 times, 70 times, 70. It don't matter if they don't do it. It don't matter if that, if we talking about us as an individual, because the Bible says, and this is what, teach me how to receive everybody. The Bible says, if your ways please God, he ain't gonna withhold no good thing from you. So is that pleasing to him, with you not forgiving? I don't care what they done did, or how often they done did it, or how long they done did it. And are you sincere in forgiving them? I forgive them, but I ain't gonna deal with them. And guess what? You ain't forgave them yet. Because if you forgive somebody regardless to what they did, you can still deal with them. You can still talk to them. You can still see them. You ain't gonna have no grudge against them. You ain't gonna be resentful. You ain't gonna be bitter. You ain't gonna be that's real sincere forgiveness. You still gonna think about them. You still gonna get them stuff. You still gonna worry about their welfare, their health. It's a difference. We do it because the Bible says for us to do it, but is it sincere? Is it real? Is it true? We ain't talking about freedom's truth. I'm not free from it because I have not yet accepted the reality of the truth that is down inside of me, because it's them. That's me pointing the finger. It's them. It's not me. It's not me. It's them. They forced me to do that. They provoked me to do that. They made me do it. Okay. What is a lie? To make a statement known by its maker to be untrue and made in order to deceive, to make a statement one knows to be untrue. What is the consequence? It's a condition or occurrence traceable to the cause. Baby, the evidence and the proof can be in your face. All the truth that been exposed, and we will still stand there and lie. We will still not take accountability. We'll still try to justify why I said this or why I said that, when in actuality, it is simply what's inside of us as an individual. So, what is the consequence? It's an exaggerated sense of one's importance that shows itself in the making of excessive or unjustifiable claims. Why we always gotta have excuses? Why we always got to justify why I did this or why I did that? Or why did it? Just confess. In confession, It should be able to shift some things. Because the Bible says this, and I gotta say this scripture. Confess your faults one to another, and then pray for one another that you may be healed. For the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Confess your faults one to another. When you come to a person sincerely and confess, I did this, not what you did, or I did it because you did that, and confess what you did, it'll start breaking up some things. Listen to this. Confess your faults one to another. So I'm the one that's going to confess, which is going to open up. Then pray for one another that you may be healed. The healing attack, when you start taking accountability for your actions, then that opens up the door for the other person to say, you know what? I'm sorry too. I ain't mean to do that. And I know I said that and I said this, but I didn't really mean it. Forgive that. And now, because it's breaking up some stuff, we're going to have that right mind, that right thought, and that right attitude. So when we do pray for one another, healing will take place. Because it's real. Because it's real. I done went and apologized to somebody, baby. And when I say instantly, the Lord will deal with you instantly about this stuff. When you start doing it, if the Spirit of God dwells in you, when you start doing it or performing that act in anger or in your emotions, or he instantly start dealing with you about this stuff. He do it with me all the time. I was talking to my daughter, and she was talking about her auntie and my nephew and all this. And as she was telling me this stuff, she said, Mommy, you know what? She said, I say, no, you're not. You're not going to do that. What you are going to do is going to send him hearts. You're going to like everything. You're going to love on him. You're going to do that. I said, because let me tell you something. When we as people feed into what other people are trying to offer us, it only makes the matter worse. It's like throwing fuel on a fire. It only makes the matter. How can we reason with one another when we cannot even communicate on social media? How can we reason with one another when you block my number and I block yours? How can we reason with one another when I'm talking about you to my sister and you talking about him to my brother? How can we ever be free from the truth? Because we're not facing it. We'll talk about it and face it with somebody else, but we're not facing it with that person. I don't care how mad you are because of the situation that you are in. Don't not hold no grudge, because it will hinder you from getting everything that you already done prayed for. I'm finna prove it to y'all. I'm finna prove it. Let's go to 2 Samuel, please. Chapter 12. 2 Samuel chapter 12. We're gonna talk about my main man, David. Now, David was like some of us Christians, obedient to the Lord, willing and obedient. Did not want to leave this out, but we leave that out. Because we are all human. The Bible already say our eyes ain't satisfied, neither our ears. We always want the more or want what somebody else got. And we can't have it, so we gonna do whatever we can to get it or match with it. It's just a whole bunch of stuff going on. But it was some things that was hindered because of David's actions through what he saw and what he thought he wanted. And because time had went by, and this is what we say, oh, the Lord know my heart, and he got grace and mercy, and he loving, and he kind, and he'll forgive me. And yeah, but you ain't done face what you did, though. So because David was a king, they was losing all the wars. They was losing all the wars that he was fighting because of what he did to one person. Sometimes we may lose a whole lot of stuff because of what we did, and we never took accountability for it. Because it's going to be a consequence. We just got to accept it. So here goes. Here goes. Because God is so concerned about us, and because we ignore him trying to talk to us and tell us something, he sends people to you to help you to take accountability. The Bible declares that David was, how can I put this? David was a mess. Yet he had a willing heart and obedience for to do what he thought he should be doing in God. Okay? Let me get that clear. So David did something wrong. And him doing that wrong thing, he did not, because time had went by, he thought it was okay. He thought it was okay because he never, let me tell you something. It's a lot of times that we as people have a tendency of thinking and believing because time went by that everything is okay, but yet stuff is chaotic in our lives. And we don't even know that we have yet hindered our own selves from receiving every blessing that God has for us. Because the ways of a man may seemeth right unto him, but they're not. And this is what the Bible says. 2 Samuel chapter 12. The Lord sent a prophet to David. And he gave him a parable. He gave him a parable. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David. And he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds. But the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man. And he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was coming to him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that have done this thing shall surely die. Now, David had an attitude because he knew he was king and he had the authority to do whatever he wanted to do. Listen to this. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus said the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. That, I got paying attention. And I gave thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. See, God want to do things for us. He want to. Because when God calls you, he had me to preach about this stuff, called in church. If God calls you, all you got to do is make the choice, and then he will choose you. If God chooses you, it's a different kind of favor on your life. And in that favor, you got to walk upright, circumspect, keeping keeping your hands clean. Listen to this. And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into the bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had not, if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thy house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Y'all do know that Uriah was loyal to King David. Let me tell you how loyal this man was. When they came back from war, the king said, because he trying to cover up his stuff, stop trying to cover up your sins and your foolishness. Stop it. It's time to be true. See, he tried to cover it up. This is what he told him. He said, you know what? You've been out there in war and already. Now, he done already done had sex with the lady. And no, he had no business having sex with that man's wife. Okay? Now, look. He first sinned. That even before he had sex, let me tell y'all the first sin it was. When he was standing in his penthouse. Because the Bible says he was standing on the rooftop. What's on the rooftop in this time, y'all? Penthouses. When he was standing on his penthouse, he spotted her. And he was like, look at her taking that bath. Now, the Bible says that we already see it with our eyes. Ain't that what scripture says? And in our heart. Before I'm giving y'all scripture. Now, listen to this. Now, he called that man's wife over there, and because he was king, I can just imagine she like, I ain't got no other choice. Because he the king. He the king. When he went in unto her, she got pregnant. But he wanted to cover up his foolishness. How many times you can try to cover up your foolishness with a lie? Listen to this. The Bible says that when Uriah came back, the king said, go home. Be with your wife. Stay with your wife tonight. Because you've been out there fighting and warring and such. The Bible says Uriah didn't go home. But he laid on the floor in the hallway at his master's door. He ain't going home. He ain't going to his wife. He felt like, this that loyalty, y'all. He felt like he owed it to the king. Everybody else out there still fighting. I ain't finna go have no fun. I'm gonna lay right here until you send me back. And because he did not do it, he did not even know that he was signing his own death warrant. He didn't even know. See, when you loyal to people, and it's taking me right back to Judas. When you loyal to people, you don't even know what they're doing in secret against you, or what they saying, or how they did. You don't even know. And yet, because of what you see in your eyes, or what you hear, and what you think, or how you think that you can benefit, you go against that very person who is loyal to you. Listen to this. It could be anybody in your life. It could be on your job. It could be in your home. It could be in your family. I don't give a rat. The lies, y'all. Was not David lying? David was lying. And he was trying to hide his lie. Listen to this. The Bible says, let me go back to the book. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be your wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thy house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus said the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of his son. In the sight of what? Because that's when it happened. And that's how it happened. For thou didst it secretly. But I would do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said, because let me tell you something, baby. What you do in secret, God will expose your foolishness in the light. And in the midst of him approaching you with that mess, don't you sit there and put your tail between your legs and walk away and with your chin in your neck like you ain't did. Now, take accountability for your mess. Repent, because your repent can cause redemption. If you are redeemed by God with a sincere heart and repentance, baby, you don't know what can shift. Listen to this, I'm telling you. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel, before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, this is what David said, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also have put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Did y'all hear that? That's that mercy and that grace. Why? Because he repented. Listen to this. How bit this had consequences. Because by this deed, thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. This is why you winning. This is why you losing all them wars. He's telling them right here. And the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. That baby that's in her belly. Now listen to this. Because David knew that God was merciful, he figured, okay, I already repented. Now he ain't gonna kill me. Maybe he'll let the baby live too. Because of that. Now listen to this. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. And if y'all keep reading on, 7 days later, the baby died. But in the midst of it, David was fasting and he was praying. But let me tell you how David was redeemed, because he took accountability for his foolishness. See, sometimes we got to learn how to take accountability for our foolishness with remorse. David had remorse, not just because. Let's go to Psalms 32. David wrote this. Go to Psalms 32. This is it right here. Because God deals with you about your mess. He deals with me, you, him, her, they, we, all of us about our mess. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. That's that forgiveness. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. Because let me tell you something. God could allow David to sit in his sin, but he did not want that sin to be imputed to him. So he sent Nathan. He sent the prophet to tell him, you're doing this and you're doing that. You need to. He did not even tell him, you need to stop doing it or you need to repent. He didn't tell him none of that. He just told him what he did. And he didn't even tell him what he did. He just gave him a story, because he wanted him to acknowledge, confess, and take accountability for his own actions. He didn't tell him what he did. Did he tell him what he did? He didn't tell him what he did. See, this is why I tell y'all all the time. I say, you got to take accountability for that thing. You know just what you did or what you thought. You know just how you acted or how you wanted to act. You know, we so fake. It's too much fake. Listen to this part. Verse 3, Psalms 32. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all day long. In other words, that's God dealing with him, telling him, you know, when you kept silent, you ain't want to say nothing. You ain't want to say you were sorry. You ain't want to apologize. You ain't want to take accountability. For day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. And you wonder why everything going straight to hell. You wonder why this ain't acting right and that ain't acting right. Because you know that you need to do some things. Now, when he was dealing with you about it, you did not, you ain't face it, you ain't take accountability, and you ain't do what he told you to do. Or what you felt you should have done. Because there's a lot of times the Lord will deal with you. Baby, let's talk about events. I say something to do something, and the Lord dealing with me about it. I'm like, you know what? Let me get this together. Because his hand is heavy on me. He's dealing with me about that thing. And so it's pressing, yes. And so I got to get that thing together because the Lord keep on. Now, in the midst of it. Now, mind you, sometimes us as people, even in the Lord dealing with us, it take us a long time to say something. It take us a long time to acknowledge it. And even then, because we took so long, the Lord say, now, you know you owe them an apology. Now, he ain't telling you what you got to apologize for, but instantly it come to your mind. Think about it. David, he killed that man, okay? In the midst of him killing that man, time had went by. Because if you keep reading that story, that lady had done had that baby. That was almost a year later. Listen. That lady had done had that baby, and that baby didn't die until it was 7 days old. 7 days old. Did you hear what I say? That's when the baby died. Now, in the midst of it, the Lord had already been dealing with David about this thing. He the king, he the chosen. Well, you know God was dealing with him about it. But it took him almost a year to simply confess he couldn't go to the man because he had already killed him. He had already killed his character. He had already killed his demeanor. He killed that man graveyard dead. So he couldn't. How many times have I told y'all, when you are doing right, even if you die, your blood crying out to the Lord. Did it not happen with Cain and Abel? It happened with Uriah. I mean, think about it. It's all kind of stories in that Bible. When they killed the prophet. When they killed John the Baptist. His blood was crying. Let me sit up here and tell y'all something. Because this is what the Lord has been dealing with me about for us. We want God to bless us. We want God to get there. But we keep looking at what other people got and what other people doing. And then we thinking this and thinking that it's causing us to be wicked and evil. Or we want this to change or want that to change. But what is you changing inside of you so that God can change some things in your life? What are we actually doing? Are we still thinking this way, acting that way? We're not forgiving. We ain't even try. We ain't got no remorse for nothing that we did. We ain't even try. If God brings this stuff to your attention through a prophet, through a person, through a child, you could be reading a billboard, and he'll start dealing with you about dreams and visions. Get it right with the people and the folks so that you can get every blessing that was designed for you. Don't hinder your own self. You wonder why this ain't happening and that ain't happening. I've been in this season for a long time. Is it really? Wait a minute. Hold it. There's a time and season for everything under the sun. That's two different things. And this time, he said time and season. Time and season don't go together. It's in the Bible. At this time, he's trying to show you something, or prepare you for something, or teaching you something, so you can enter into that season. Because at this time, you ain't ready for that season. Now, I done already told you that season coming. Now, mind you, let me tell you the mercy and grace that God had. Even in spite of what David did, he killed that child. But the Bible says when he comforted his wife, he had sex with her that night and she had another baby. And that's when King Solomon was born. So just as he take, he give. Are y'all following me? That's how we can redeem ourselves. We can redeem ourselves with people. We can redeem ourselves with our own selves. So that way we won't have no regret. I regret I didn't say that. I regret I didn't do this. I regret that. Regrets is unforgiveness of your own self. You got to have remorse for what you did. Repent. Take accountability. Turn and change. You just can't do it just for this time. Or just for this moment. Or just because I'm in a good place today. I'm in a good place today. So I just know I accept it today, but tomorrow I don't know. No. You right. You still in that same state that you in. You still got that same mind. You still got that same attitude. You still got them same actions. So I ask you guys, and I ask you this when you first walked in the door. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Write down any and everything that you know that you need to face or take accountability for. And don't worry about what nobody else is doing or what they're saying or how they're acting or what you think that things should be done or shouldn't be done. Because that lie, what I told y'all about that lie, the truth gonna come out sooner or later. It's gonna come out. And when that truth come out, is you gonna take accountability for it then? Why not take accountability before it come out? We too embarrassed. We too shameful. Are we afraid? Are we worrying about what somebody gonna say or what somebody gonna do? Or how somebody gonna act? Or they gonna look at me funny? Just Friday, what he say? The name of the sermon was Friday was the measure. Why we got to feel or think we got to believe that we got to measure up to somebody else's expectations inside of us? You ain't got to measure up for nobody else's expectation. We get to ask and I say, am I good enough? Or I'm not this, or I'm not. No, stop. No. So we want to be more forgiving. Everything that happened inside of our lives. We think that God won't redeem us. He will redeem us. We just got to be true. Please study that. 2 Samuel. Please study Psalms 32. The whole thing, because if you read that whole psalm, it's talking about, let me read that next scripture after he said his hand was heavy on me. That thing right there. For day and night that hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of the sun. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. Because you did that thing in secret, or you don't hide it no more. Don't hide that thought. Don't hide that feeling. Release all this stuff. Take accountability. Acknowledge this stuff. If you feel some type of way, you got to audit against your brother or your sister. You go to them and you get that thing together and be sincere about it. Don't go pointing a finger and wagging a head. Stop holding on to stuff. Stop looking at other people's stuff and other people's things, and you want it so bad that you'll do anything on anything by any means necessary for the try to accomplish it or get what they have when that is not for you. How you know what God got for you ain't better than what you lusting after? We sit up here and we think and we believe certain other things because of what we see or even what we don't see, what we hear or even what we expect to hear. Let's not hinder ourselves anymore. We right there at the brink of it. The Lord showed me all them doors, y'all. I'm not kidding. And we standing at them doors just like this. The doors is already open, but we have not crossed over the threshold because of all this foolishness that we still got down in the inside of us. Because of our thoughts, because of our actions, and even our reactions. Because of what we think or what we feel. We allow our emotions to dictate our actions. And then we try to slide over here. Slide. Oh, it's a long time coming. Oh, this is it. We had to suppress this stuff so much until when stuff do be said or stuff is done that we think is being done to us, we like a volcano. Because we never faced it. You know what? I'm not going to say nothing. You know what? I'm just going to be quiet. I'm just going to leave it alone. Yeah, so you leaving it alone, and yet you ain't forgetting about it. Oh, it ain't on my mind. Let something else be said, or let their name be brought up. Yeah, it's a you again. It ain't went nowhere. You still got some secret stuff going on down in the inside. But if you would take accountability and acknowledge these things, stop pointing the finger. I know my thoughts towards you ain't good at all. And just be true and honest. I don't like you because I want to be you. I don't like you because I didn't. Let me tell y'all what the Lord showed me. This thing blew me. I was up here on this altar praying all by myself. That's a few days ago. And while I was in the sanctuary, I was just crying out to the Lord and talking to him, and he was just talking to me. He said, it's a lot of times that when people come up against you, and y'all take this for yourselves, listen to me. When people come up against you, or they get the lion, or they get it. See, a lot of people see the favor that God has on your life. A lot of people see God's hand on your life. And because they want God's hand to be on their life like that, they try to take his hands off your life with them lies, with the stories made up. They try to conjure up things or even recruit people because they want that thing that you have. We God. When it's available for all of us. It's available for all. God says he say, delight in me and I give you the desires of your heart. That's giving you everything that you want. All you got to do is love me with all your heart, body, mind, soul, and with all your might. I'm going to give you everything that you want. When you delight in something or someone, that means you adore it. That means you ain't putting nothing before it. So you can get everything that you want. It's available. You just got to make the choice to do it. He called that available. You got to make that choice to say yes, Lord, for real. If I say yes, Lord, for real, and I keep my hands clean and my ways please God, so my ways ain't going to always be right. No, because I'm not perfect. I'm not going to walk around here and act like I got it all together and that's why not. No, I'm still paying for some stuff that I have done, some things I have said, but because of redemption of his blood, I'm restored, and I'm not in a place of condemnation. I'm not going to condemn myself because of what I did. Therefore, it's causing me not to be able to forgive myself. I forgive me for being me, because at that time, I wasn't me. Nah, I wasn't me. I'm not going to walk around and try to look for pity and all that stuff for somebody else because of my own actions. It's consequences to it. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand before that thing that I'm afraid to admit or afraid to confess, and I'm going to acknowledge it. Because if I acknowledge it, that means I'm facing it. And if I'm facing it, I'm well on my way to being delivered. Deliverance calls freedom. If you're not delivered, you're in bondage and you is in captivity. Whether it's in your mind or even in your heart, you can be free simply by being truthful. Simply being truthful. What's wrong with telling the truth? For the Bible declares that a liar won't tarry in his sight. So you think you're doing right and you think you're doing good, but you steady lying. You say, and then I go to God and I pray. The Lord had me to tell my own mama, and this was years ago. I had just had that stroke. Paralyzed from my neck all the way down. And he had me to tell her. She was just me and her in the house because she was taking care of me. I couldn't even hardly talk. I was stuttering. I said, the Lord told me to tell you the reason why you got, and I was stuttering saying it, you got so much sickness in your body. It's because you have not yet repented and confessed. She had opportunity then to tell me that the man that was supposed to be my dad is not my dad. But she didn't. Just to be truthful. Just to be honest. What's wrong with being honest? What's wrong with being truthful? It's okay. I bet you it'll cause you to be free. It'll free you in your thoughts that you have ill will and wickedness towards somebody if you just truthful about the real deal. What you really feel. What you really feel. I ain't talking about what you think. I'm talking about what you really feel. We can love somebody and then show hate because they won't love us the way we want them to love us. Remove them conditions. Anything that's contrary to the Bible is not God. The Bible says so. Wrath and strife work in wickedness, and God ain't got nothing to do with that. Absolutely nothing. So this is why he tried to teach us, and he tried to tell us, oh Lord, let me Teach me how to receive every blessing. Look, you could get any and everything God has already designed for you. At this time, he's trying to teach you so that you can walk into that season. While them doors is open, I don't want to just stand at that door and I'm stuck. I want to cross over that threshold, because behind them doors, I saw a whole bunch of big old bright lights. Let me tell you something. What is light? Ain't God light? That's wisdom, that's knowledge, that's understanding, that's clarity, that's favor, that's stuff. Did you hear what I say? Because he want to bless us with stuff. In this life, we ain't got to wait till we get to heaven to have a mansion. We ain't got to wait to get to heaven to have this or this. No, but we got to be real and we got to be true. This is what he was dealing with me about concerning us. Because we always complain about what we don't have and what we can't get or what ain't happening, or we've been waiting too long. And it's a reason why you wait. Maybe you ain't even ready yet. He preparing your heart. Maybe he preparing your atmosphere. Ha! He said, I'm preparing the atmosphere. Sometimes our atmosphere ain't settled in that peace, and there's no balance. If there's no balance, then God ain't into unjust ways. He's not, because he's a just God. I'm going to say that again. He's just God, not just a God. So let's stop complaining. Let's start forgiving. Let's start being true. Because everything that's happening is simply for your good. It's simply that everything that God promised you, you're going to get it. I promise you that, because I stand on his word. I know that he is a God of truth. Y'all wrote all these things down. Please go put them on the altar, and then stand on the altar and start praying for yourself. Trust God. Believe God that he is redeeming you for you. It's a lot of stuff that we all going through in our lives right now at this moment. It's a lot of situations that we don't even have no control over. Something to start, stop. We don't want to get into that place, or even be into that place, whereas we don't understand that God is working it all out for our good individually. He's working it all out for you. We just got to be true and we just got to be honest. If it's some people that you need to apologize to, and you need to address some things, just be truthful about it. Release it. While you up on that altar, repent today. Repent unto the Lord, because that's who you have sinned against. Repent unto the Lord. If he dealing with you about going to that person or saying something or doing that, then you go to that person and you say something. You go to that person and you get that thing together. Thank you, Jesus.
So in my life,
thank you, Jesus.
The devil gets no glory.
Because he'll overturn some stuff. He wanna overturn some stuff. He desired to overturn some stuff. He don't want us to be in that place and think that we are in that place where there is no hope and it ain't no change. God is a God that will redeem us because of his mercy and his grace towards us. It was all for your good. He want to bring us out of that place. We don't want to be carrying all this stuff, especially what people done done and what they done saying and how they done acted. Give it unto the Lord that you may be healed within your heart. You just do what is right. You just act right. You just treat people right. Because he'll fight for you, baby. Baby, he will fight for you. I don't care what nobody say, how they said, or even how often they said, God will fight for you. Baby, just be silent sometimes. Don't even open up your mouth. Just by simply just being quiet and not saying nothing. Not even opening up your mouth at all. Baby, it'll be like a bullhorn. And it ain't even you saying nothing. It ain't even you saying absolutely nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Dear God in heaven, we come to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we have given your word, Lord. Everything that you wanted us to hear, Father God, I'm asking you to open up our hearts on today, God, that we may be able to take heed to what you are saying, Lord. Touch each and every individual that's on that altar, God. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, your hope, and even your direction, Lord. I'm asking you to cover us and even comfort us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we release these things, as we confess, take accountability, and acknowledge these things, Father God, that's even hidden down in our hearts, God. And so many times, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that time go on, Lord, and we still do not face the truth, Lord. Let us be truthful and honest, Lord. Put coals of fire on our tongue and burn up any and everything that is not like you, Lord. I'm asking you to sever that lying demon on today, God, that we may be truthful. Remove that dishonest spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would be more honest. Lord, there's some things, Lord, in the name of Jesus that we need to retract, Father God, and just simply expose the truth, Lord. Let your truth flow freely, Father God, in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we would not get into a place of getting so comfortable in telling lies, Lord. That's even in exaggerating. Exaggerating the truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a robosha. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove any regrets, Father. Let us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to even forgive our own selves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not get in that place to even be in that place, Father God, of condemnation or even regrets, Lord. We don't want to have these regrets, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so we want to do something different and change some things, Lord. So I'm asking you to help us. Unction your people on today, Father God, and fill them with your spirit. Fill them with your spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you can order our footsteps. You can direct our paths on today, God. We don't want to go to the right or to the left or backwards, but we want to go forward. It's the way to go, but we're confessing that we need your help, God, because none of us is perfect and none of us can get it right without you, Lord, because you are the only one that can impute righteousness, Father, and you do not want to impute sin, Lord. So I'm asking you right now to remove all these transgressions and iniquities, all this sin, Father God, that we constantly keep practicing, Lord, all this stuff, Father God, that we think is normal, that is not, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to continue to open up your truth, God, and teach us how to receive every blessing, because we don't want to be in that same place, God. We don't want to be standing at the door, Lord, in that either bosha and stuck. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us that clarity that we need and that thing that we do not understand, that we will not be in a place of even complaining, Father God. Remove that lustful spirit on today, Father God, and even that spirit, Father God, of covetousness, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, to rejoice with them that rejoice. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to simply be settled in you, Father God, that we will be having balanced weights. Lord, any and everything that has troubled us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, any and everything that we are holding on to, Lord, we're casting at your feet right now, God. Any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our head, all these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we're still holding on to, that causes us to be prideful and haughty and dainty, Lord, we're casting all this stuff down at your feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because these things easily besets us and they put us in a place, Father God, of having ill will against one another, Father God. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be stuck in this contraption of sin. Lord, help us to live upright and holy, Father God, as we recommit ourselves unto you, Father God, as we rededicate ourselves unto you, Father God. We're emptying out all the hurt and all the pain on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that any and everything that happened to us, you're trying to teach us something, you want us to learn something. And whatever it is, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to help us to see what you are trying to teach us, that we may learn, Lord, that we won't have to keep going through the same thing. Lord, I'm asking you right now to complete the work that you have even begun down in, inside of us, Lord. Give us that wisdom that we need, Father God, to be wives. Give that wisdom that we need, Father God, to be mothers. Give us that wisdom that we need, Father God, to be parents. Give us that wisdom that we need to be husbands. Give us that wisdom that we need to be fathers, Father. Lord, give us that wisdom that we need, Father God, to be even a friend to one another, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remove any and everything, Father God, that even causes or make us think and believe, Father God, that it will not get better, God, but give us the heart, Father God, not to just want to change, but to change, because change brings about change. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, Father God, for each and every last one of us, Lord. Touch the finances of your people on today, God. Remove that complaining spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you said in your word, Lord, that if our ways pleases you, you would not withhold no good thing from us. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. So give us that right attitude, that right thought, that right demeanor, that right character, Lord. Give us that rightness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to open up our hearts that we can receive these things from you, Lord. Give us a heart of acceptance on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can accept your truth, Father God, and not point the finger, wag the head at one another, because we are so quick, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be accusers of the brethren or the sisters. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be complete and whole, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to cast all our cares at your feet, because we know that you care for us, Lord. Let not our hearts be troubled, Father God, in the troubles that is troubling us in our minds and our thoughts. Oh God, we need you so much right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because there's a lot of things that we have been trying to settle on our own and do on our own, Lord, and we don't have no solutions or even no resolutions to it, Lord, but we know that you are, and you are, and you are. You are God, and you are the only one that can fix it, you can change it, you can rearrange it. Lord, we're asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to even give us a heart of acceptance and forgiveness. Let us forgive, Father God, that we may have a heart of absolutions, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that even when we think or believe that this person is trying to offend us, we will not have to defend ourselves, because we know, Father God, that this battle is not ours, it is yours. You're going to fight our battles, God. You're going to fight our battles, Lord, on our jobs and our homes in the courtroom, Father. You're going to lift up a standard for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we're not going to lean to our own understanding. And if by chance we have, Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, not to. Let us not lean to our own understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because everything that we see and hear, it really is not what it pertains to be. Remove that opinionistic spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because so many of us have opinions about this and opinions about that, and I understand the Lord, in the name of Jesus, that if we were in that situation, we really don't know what we would do, because we would not be emotionally stable enough to say so. So Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today. Sever that spirit of fear, that we will not be afraid to face some things. Take accountability to acknowledge or even confess some things. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be true. Instill your truth in us, because you said in your word that if we abide in your word, that we are your disciples indeed. And we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. So put that truth down in the inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so I can make some things line up with your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, God. Continue to fill us, Father God, with your truth. Continue to fill us, Father God, with your love, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to touch the families, the marriages on the day, touch our children, Father God, as they prepare to get ready to go back to school in the next few weeks. Lord, I'm asking you to touch the homes on today. Touch the wives and the husbands. Touch our bodies on today. Remove any sickness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Any diseases, any illness, Father God, that's trying to overtake our bodies, Lord. Regulate our blood on today, Father God, that there's sugar, high blood pressure, and any blood disorders. I bind and rebuke cancer on today in the name of Jesus. E. coli and a lobosha. I rebuke stomach cancer right now in the name of Jesus. He called it a devotion. Oh, any and every sickness that's trying to overtake even the brains of your people, Father God, regulate our minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that dementia, Alzheimer's will not overtake our thoughts. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, he called it a devotion. Oh God, touch our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that there is no clogged arteries or no kidney disease, all because of the medicines that we take up. Oh God, you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is our healer. By your stripes we are healed. We accept the healing on today. Oh, mama, need a little go shot, need it like I see you. Oh, Jesus. Oh God. Touch the liver on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch the liver right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my mind, anything that causes us to be in discomfort in our bodies, Lord, I'm asking you to remove it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And even if you don't, Lord, we know that you can, God, and we trust in you, and we believe in you on today. We believe in you on today, God, because we know that you are able. Give us a sense of worth about ourselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may understand that we are valuable to you, God, because you love us so passionately. You gave us your son to prove it. Oh, God, let us accept ourselves just as we are. Just as we are. And we are valued. We are valued. Help us, Lord, to accept these things on today. Lord, when you come to us, Father God, and you show us these things, Lord, let us not sweep them under the rug or ignore your will for our lives, Lord. Let us, Father God, accept the things that you are saying. If you want to correct us, if you want to buffet us, if you want to tell us something good or even something bad. Because it's a lot of times, and the Lord showing me this right now at this moment, it's a lot of times in our lives that he'll speak something over our life and it be good. We have to accept what he says to us, because the Bible says that if we doubt, we won't don't you ain't getting nothing. The Bible says when you come to him and you ask for something, you got to believe that he's going to do that thing. Or don't expect anything from who? The father of lights. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will open up that understanding and give your people that revelation. Uproot the spirit of doubt, Father God. Uproot the spirit, Father God, of not believing that it is too good to be true. Because God, you are good, and everything that you say is true. Heal the families on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that there may be reconciliation in the families on today, God. Because there's so much division going on in the families. Lord, we know that you are a family-oriented God. I'm asking you to touch. Let us forgive that person that even offended us, or we thought, Father God, that offended us, God. Give us completeness and wholeness in you, Lord, as we wait for the appropriate season that you already purposed. I'm asking you to do it, Father God, for each and every individual in this sanctuary, for each and every individual in this sanctuary and who is attached to them. I'm asking you to do it, whether they are near or they're far. Lord, cover our children. Cover our grown children, our adolescents, the toddlers, the ones that's now and to come, God. Oh, God, cover our children. I'm standing in the gap for our children on today, Lord. That you will complete the work that you already begun in them. Make them that masterpiece that you have already designed in all your children, all of us, for we all are your children. Lord, we tell you that we love you and we appreciate you, and we thank you in advance for what you are about to do in our lives. Consider each and every prayer that we put on the altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remove any hidden motives or any hidden intentions, every prayer that's on the wall, God, every hidden prayer, every prayer that we have not even spoken out loud or written down. Consider them on today, God, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives. In your son Jesus' name, cover us, Father God. Cover us even as we travel the highways, the byways, the airways, the trailways, and even the walkways and waterways. On today, Lord, in your son Jesus' name, amen, amen. You may be seated if you want to. I love you guys so much. I hope it was something saying on today to help us to consider our ways and even our actions, and to accept the truth, truth's freedom. Because we want to be able to accept the truth. We want to be able to live in it. That we won't have the regrets, that embarrassment, that fear, that shame. None of that. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Everybody in the sanctuary. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for Jesus on today, you guys. Anybody that you don't see, please pray for them. We don't know why they're not here, or what they're doing, or how they're doing, or even what they're going through. Thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord so much. He was dealing with me about all this stuff. Everybody want to preach something that they think that the people need or want. I only want to give what God want me to give the people, because he preparing us for to get all this stuff and receive all this stuff. I'm telling y'all, I'm a witness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We'd be so distracted and not focused on the right things. I just thank God for him being simply who he is. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. I'm not going to hold you guys too much longer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord was showing me some things going on in the bodies of the people. It could be somebody who's attached to us. It could be somebody that we know. It could even be us and we don't even know it. But I'm praying and I'm constantly standing in a gap for everybody that has ever crossed my path. I'm always praying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. It's so good to see Miss Elza. I love you guys so much. Thank you, Jesus. To be like him, I want to pray like Jesus. Pray like Jesus. Oh, how I love. Just some people who gave me their tithes and their offering on this week. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to hold him tithes and offering up in the air and give God back just what he gave unto us. Again, you guys, remember what the Lord done said. Y'all, please. Put them Bibles down. Remember what the Lord said, you guys, on today. Please. Dear God in heaven, we come to you and we just want to thank you on today for your word. We want to thank you for the encouragement, Father God, and let us know that you are a redeemer. We want to thank you for giving us the formula to receive in every blessing that you have designed for us as an individual. Lord, we just want to thank you for your presence in here on today, because you said where two or three are gathered, you are there. I'm asking you to cover us and comfort us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to touch each and every individual that came on today, the ones that needed to come and didn't, the ones that couldn't come and wanted to. Lord, I'm asking you to touch us all in our hearts and even in our minds. Lord, I'm asking you to dispatch your angels on our behalf and release that thing that you have already declared and decreed. I'm asking you to cover and comfort your people even as they get ready to leave this place, and cap your angels around us, Father God, that we may have safe travels, Lord, returning home just as we left it, Lord, as we go about our week, Lord, as we go to our jobs and our homes, whatever it is or wherever it is that we are going. I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you order our steps. Be with us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and dwell in us. Lord, we tell you we love you and we appreciate you on today, and we thank you in advance for what you are about to do. I ask you to answer these prayers and all others in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You guys can come around here. I want to anoint everybody again. Know that I love you, and so do Jesus. So do Jesus. Y'all please be kind and be patient with one another, okay? And if it's anything that's going on down inside of you and you know you need to get rid of it. Address it. And I speak blessings over your life.
I speak blessings.